And now,
Capital 263.
Yep, what up, how you doing? Welcome to Naina and the other guys. This is a special emergency recording that is being recorded on a Tuesday, which I thought was a Monday because I'm losing track of time. That's how busy I have been. And the reason why this episode is not being recorded the usual way is because I was at a family event, right? So I'm at this family event where we were pururuzaring a murora. By the way, this has to be one of the most topmost, like, super spreader events that I've ever been to, because we were singing out loud into each other's faces. I don't think all of us are vaccinated, because I'm not. I really want to be, but not yet. I'm probably going to do it soon. And yeah, it was crazy, because the event, when you're pururuzer in the murora, she gets covered under the blanket and you're putting money inside, and it's nuts. It's like, yo, it was lit. Yes.
It's such
so
an exciting part of our culture.
Sorry. Hey, Mark, let the woman speak. We as men have been speaking on this podcast for the past 3 weeks. Let the woman speak. Yasha?
Yeah.
Yes. Let the femininity come through. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was saying, it's such an amazing and fun part of our culture. Like, how they are now paying me to be released and to be accepted, yes, into this family. Like, it's a bonding experience as well, that you know, and then you know who is who. You're just getting to know people.
Yeah. The cool part about this event was, you know, the morning after, like Nyasha said, the makoti, the murora, has to boil water with the squad, and she has to give everyone, basically. So I was given mine. Now, I just wanted to wash my face, because, you know, I was like, you know, I'm just going to take a shower at home. Or rather, a bucket bath.
Which is where you can do that. Yeah.
But she was like, nah, it ain't about the life. I got a care package, bro. Like, it was like a gift bag with this lotion. Mm. It had a whole new towel. Mm-hmm. It had a toothbrush. It had Vaseline. It had a roll-on. However, all the products were feminine.
Yeah.
And they were straight from Germany, bro, because she just flew in from Germany. And they were super nice, but I just give them away because they're feminine products. And I still have the roll-on, the underarm.
In those out, who did you give the care package to, if not me?
Exactly.
Like, I gave them to my sister. I gave them to my sister, relax. I give them
Is that what we're calling her now?
Come on, V, don't do that. you know those chicks, like, who's that nigga you was with? And they'll be like, that's my cousin, or that's my uncle. Like, he's got a little too much swag to be your uncle. Like, those lines don't work on us anymore.
Why can't she be my sister?
Fam. Speaking of sisters. Anyway, Nyasha, how are you doing?
I'm great, and it's been a very long 2 days of this week. Last week flew. This one is dragging hard.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I'm trying to start doing my hair this now during this recording, but the energy is not within.
Hey, Baba, don't do your hair. Like, you can only do another hair day some other day. Come on now, don't do that. Or is this why you don't have your video on? Because you don't want us to see how the sausage is made.
Listen, no. So let me show you what I'm looking like. Actually, no. Let me act like a person who grew up in the 21st century. I'm switching on the light.
Yeah, it's dark out there. Yasha's doing her hair in a very dark room. That is very interesting.
I'm not in a room. So auntie, I just parked. So
you're still in the car.
Ooh. Wow. Oh my god.
Okay, you see, this is the lovely part about Naina and the other guys. We can record from everywhere, Baba. Like, we can record from, you know, Onai living at his mama's house. He ain't moved out yet. We can record from Mark's kitchen, which is where he's in. And we can record from Yasha's whip. Like, fam.
Exactly.
Fam. Mark.
We are versatile.
Very versatile. Mark, how are you doing?
I'm dope, my guy. I'm very dope. This is good. It's been a good week.
Good for you.
Good weekend.
So lovely weekend, huh? Huh. Thank goodness you're not lactose intolerant, Mark, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
So what does that mean? What does that mean?
I don't know.
I love milk.
Yeah. Anyway, Mark loves milk.
I don't believe you, but it's fine.
I love milk. No, I love milk. Like, I love milk. That's
okay.
That's the
look.
Is that Shingy?
Where did she go?
Oh, okay. We're looking at a video image of, I don't know who was outside. But anyway. Wait,
of my dog. I'm trying to show you Sky.
Oh, anyway, Sky, while we try to see Sky in the dark. Mark, so Mark and I have got a cook-off that is supposed to happen soon. And Mark, so here's what Mark does. Mark sends a whole picture of a meal that he had made. And he's like, yeah, watch out, Ona, I'm coming for you. I'm like, dude, he's sending like warning shots. Nyash. Can you imagine? You start to intimidate me.
Don't be intimidated by a picture. Picture in Onyeba.
No. You see, but Mark, I think Mark is pretty cool at it. I don't know if Mark has made any food for girls before, but that plate looked like that plating situation was the one that's impressive. Mm. Like, you know, the one that you do to take pictures because like a girl will be proud.
Yeah.
I'm like, first of all, Mark, I'm not a girl. I don't care about your plating, okay? I just want to eat the food. Second of all, why are you trying to scare me?
No, but then we eat food with our eyes first. So
I actually did the plating with you in mind. Take a picture and send to you and send a warning shot to say, beware, my guy. What you are wishing for, what you asked for, be careful. I'm coming and I'm going to beat your ass.
What was this meal? And who's going to be the judge?
So we've got one judge. Skittles is one judge because she asked to be a judge. She listened to the podcast.
I feel like Nyasha would be biased. So Nyasha,
Nyasha can't.
How would I be biased?
Nyasha cannot be a judge. What Nyasha can do is give us tips on like, okay, this is where you need to improve. This is where you need to improve.
Am I going to be the Gordon Ramsay of the?
You can't be a judge. Like, no, Skittles can be an unbiased judge. Plus, Skittles is not as mean as Nyasha. You know, no.
Exactly. Yeah.
How are you both going to agree that I'm mean?
Skittles is nice.
It's fine. On to the next topic because you guys are talking nonsense.
All right,
I am the sweetest person you will ever meet.
Okay.
You know what? Just move on.
Okay, so since this is our emergency recording, we don't have about a week ago, but we've got about a week ago, but not really. All right, so let's get into about a week ago, but not really. All right?
Not really.
About a week ago, week ago.
All right, about a week or ago, but not really. I got a couple of things that I have got on my chest that I would like to take off. First of all,
it's a jacket and a shirt.
I know, man. I'm still in my work clothes and all. Guys, I want y'all to know one of the things that I find.
Bird. Wait for now. Can you talk about that burn for a moment? Sorry.
Why do you want to talk about that burn? Why? I've got my... Listen, a lot of girls would want to see what I'm getting off my chest, okay? It's people out there love me.
Really?
There are people who love me out there, Mark, okay? The people who are out there will love me.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
Are you sure?
But let's talk about Let's talk about people
they
who
love
might...
milk. The lactose intolerant.
Leave me alone, Mark. This is just because you had a lovely weekend. Just chill, all right? So last week we had DNA paternity accusers. We got DNA rulings and, you know, lots of things. I'm not going to talk about certain things because, you know, I ain't going to use some of the homies as media fodder. But I'd like to say, y'all people on the internet who feel like y'all got an opinion on anything, y'all need to shut up. Because things happen to people and people just throw in think pieces. Y'all know nothing. Stop it.
Oh, slow down. Slow down. I know we are very passionate about this, but I missed like all of the words you just said.
Yeah, because your network is crap. It's not as dope as your hair is, but it's crap. But anyway, listen up. So right. I'm just saying. Last week we had a ruling on DNA. Yeah. Like, you know, like what did it? Not even, it wasn't DNA. It was if a man finds out that
his wife cheated on him, he can get a lobola refund.
Yes.
I think that's ridiculous.
Why?
I honestly think that it's ridiculous because my cheating has nothing to do with my family. And long ago, if you wanted to leave your wife, whether it was for infidelity or for irreconcilable...
Differences?
Is that the word? Differences?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right.
Hey, bro, let's keep it going. They know, they understand. English is not our first language. We love
anyway,
it. Tonga, yeah, Venda, Kalana, you know, dope. Yeah.
Yeah. So back then, you take, you know, the Pachona, Gupuro. Gupuro. Or Gupura. Yes. Gupuro. So that's like 10 cents. And that's you paying them, could listen, your person, oi, I don't want nothing to do with her. So now you want to be paid back. Are we then? It makes women seem more like commodities than ever before. And we've already had issues with the concept of lobola for that very reason.
Listen, my thing is that when I looked and read the actual article, they said, please do not use this ruling as a way to settle your differences. This is not... Then people make noise in my house while I record, which is lovely, by the way. So anyway, I think that I was having fun with the responses because women were like, okay, so what if the guy cheats? What does the woman get? And I'm thinking, but what did the woman pay? You know what I mean? Like nothing. So you get nothing back, which is like, listen, internet jokes in my head here. I think the problem that happened is that he found out just after he had given the lobola. It wasn't like years into it. I think that's how it kind of happened.
Yeah, but
so
you know,
you wanted now you wanted a refund because first of all, the chick was pregnant with another a guy's baby, and then he found out that she was cheating. Like, I think he had just paid it, so he was like, "Nah, I want my money back," which I think is kind of justified. Like, it's not like 5 years into. No, I mean seriously, think about it.
You're
lighty. You're lighty. You salad as he is lobola some chick, and maybe a week into it, you find out, nah, this chick has been dating my homie, his homie, whatever, and she's actually pregnant with a nigga. Like, wouldn't you want your money back?
But what does that have? Again, I
revert back to
Ijojo, the words that I said before. It's been such a long day. Shit.
I'm so sorry.
It still goes back to that transaction. Well, it's not like you're giving someone Maria Kutimbo, but I'm taking your daughter. Okay, it is. Yes, sir. What the fuck do you want to say?
Ha!
And I want to say, Kuti, it's not okay. Thank you. It's not like an item that you take from the shop and you're like, here's the money, and they have a return policy. Hakuna return policy. There's absolutely no return policy. Touch is a move. If you took it, you paid for it. It's not my fault what you then find out. My latent defects is not my problem.
Yours, whether you figure them defect out today. It's you cheating. Come on now. It's you cheating. Like, no. No. We can't. But listen, I feel for a dude who found out.
What about the reasons that she cheated? Are they then taken into consideration?
Are we going to go there? Because we all know that regardless of how bad the reasons why cheating is a no-no, because when niggas tell you, I cheated because I don't know, she just came through and I did my thing, you'll be like, bad reason. Not that. Like, we don't want to go there. Cheating is bad. Finishing clap. We can look at the reasons why she cheated when I have my money back. I'm just saying. No.
Okay.
Go.
There's two problems why I have with this thing. So customary law, can it be ruled by government?
Okay. So what if he wanted to do the things? I think that's a better argument to place in, right, Nyasha, to say, if we try to make customary law fit into our judicial kind of system, it sometimes kind of misses the mark.
Exactly.
And we are missing mark, actually. I think he just got logged out by, I don't know how, I don't know.
By the internet.
Yeah, the internet did his thing. But I'm sure he's going to jump back in. But I'm just saying, like, yeah, I don't know much about how they make the two join together, but I don't feel like all of them can always work together. But
exactly.
But, yeah, which is problematic because some of the ways in which our culture sees justice is a bit problematic.
It's completely different.
Yeah, from the way we...
Because kind of like I was saying, Kuti, you can't put in this thing, Kuti, give back the money. Back then, you took more money to leave her there.
No, but I think back in the day with something, I think there's a part of our customary law where that when a woman did some dirt and the guy brought her back, there was some money that she was supposed to pay. I think there's something in some customs, that some of these local customs, that allows that a guy gets his money back. I saw someone tweet that, nah, actually, that's actually on point in the customary law. It's not like you're 10 cents kupuro. 10 cents kupuro is when I want to break the marriage, I think, much later. I wouldn't know. Maybe someone can let us know about that. But at the end of the day, hey,
I just think culture is so fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's because a second ago we were loving it because we're giving money to the woman. Now you hate it because we're giving money back to the dudes. Take back our manhood.
That's not. It's not a
normal put the patriarchy. Part of the
customary law. That's all I'm saying. I'm joking. No, I don't like. No, you've had enough. You've had enough time in the spotlight. Let us shine.
Let you shine. Let you cheat so that I know we can't do that. But it's all good. Listen, do what you want with this ruling.
Your turn now.
Be careful what you do with it. The second thing that kind of happened is that Bill and Melinda gets divorced or getting a divorce or they're breaking
up. Yes.
I'm seeing a lot of other think pieces going up there. Mark, he's back. Mark, my G. So Mark, how do you feel about Bill and Melinda Gates breaking up? Ish, some of the things that people are saying, they were saying like he might have inserted his software in the wrong hardware. I don't know. And some things about his micro being soft. Like, look, there's lots of things, bro. Mark, how do you feel?
Auntie, she's tired of this floppy disk, so she wants the hard drive. That was the best that I did. But wow, that was pretty out of nowhere, to be honest.
It really was
After 27 years. After 27 years.
Even the work that they do with their
Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, yeah.
Yeah, given the work that they do with their foundation and all of that, and for them to just come out of the blue and be like, oh yeah, after 27 years we're breaking up. And I'm like, okay,
well, I mean,
are these women smart? Or like, what's the cause? First it was Jeff Bezos. Now it's Bill Gates. Elon Musk has also been married a couple of times. I mean, who's next? Mark? I mean...
Mark, come now on. You can't put yourself in that car. Oh, you mean Mark Zuckerberg?
I mean Mark Zuckerberg, duh. Okay,
I was like, are you talking about you, bro? Like, come on, man. Like, no, come on, dog. Relax, Mark.
Mark.
I'm talking about the namesake. Yes, Masha.
Mark, what makes you think that it's the women that are the issue? Because you said, what's wrong with these women?
They get money after that.
So you're saying she played the long game?
Mark is Papa Patriarchy from now on. You're like...
No, I'm not. It just depends about that question. Like, what's the problem? Clearly, money can't buy you happiness, you know?
Yeah, clearly. You can have
what if the guys are just not great husbands and they just want to leave them?
Who said in this case that Bill Gates is the one who initiated this?
Yeah.
I mean, the woman is the one who initiated this breakup. Nyash.
First of all, I would just like to say whoever wrote his little press statement, spot on.
Yeah, man.
That it was so compassionate. Mm. It was like, oh no, we don't think that we can grow together anymore, but we're gonna still work together. Chi-chi-chi. We're homies. We're just going our separate ways.
Yeah,
so you can't even begin to point fingers. I love how they managed to keep their personal lives private up until this point, of course. But yeah.
So is it gonna be the Bill Gates and Melinda, whatever foundation now? And you know the thing, I really hope, as a person who's in public health, we are watching. I think we're watching carefully to see if that's going to change how their contributions to public health are going to work, because the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funds, if I'm not mistaken, they are the third biggest funder of global health after the US. Actually, they could be the second after the US, and third comes in the EU. So like, they give more money than whole countries, right? So a lot is dependent on their funding, and I'm sure they are they have a probably a solid way in which they've structured that Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to ensure that their personal lives, which mm-hmm. we've been shown, will not affect their contributions in their work to global health. Otherwise, a lot of NGOs are going to run out of funding. And yo, I'm a person who works in that sector.
They did say that they're going to try. They said they're going to try to keep the work at the same level. So, like I just said, I think it was an, I hope it was an, as amicable as it sounded. Amicable.
It's okay.
Israel.
Can't make it too rowdy. They have money. I mean, those guys there's just too much money for them to for it to be rowdy. Yeah. It will just be like the Jeff Bezos and Mackenzie Scott thing. Now she's married to a teacher, by the way. She's married to a teacher. I was like, wow, okay.
It made me
wasn't that like, last year that they broke the got worst.
Yo, bro, they're not like us black people where if you break up, you have to wait for a year. Nah, be after that, it's on its own. It's on its own. Like, we ain't got time. We're moving on.
What am they airing?
Do you think that now? Mark, do you feel like your ex girlfriend should be a judge on how long you spend single after you break up with her?
No.
I push about a full. Say definitely full stop. I was gonna be like, no.
What is
the next person who comes brings me more happiness than you did? Then I'm out.
How do you guys know that a person is not a rebound?
Exactly. I remember I was asking someone the same question with regards to moving on. Like, how long should you take to move on and totally heal from an experience? It may be a breakup.
Those are personal timelines. Yes, those are very personal timelines.
Yeah, I get that.
But I'm alive. I'm saying that's like asking how long does it take to heal fully?
No, but the question that I asked was how do you know that the person that you're now liking just after your breakup is not a rebound?
True. I guess you have to ask, like, when was your last relationship? Be honest.
No, Mark.
No,
when
you're
self-assessing yourself. Like, how do I know that I'm just not rebounding with someone? I'm just not using the person as rebound. Because usually rebounds, you feel an emotional attachment to them. It's only after, like, later, you're like, you was a rebound.
I give myself at least 3 months to heal. Like, for the next 3 months after I break up, I'm not going to be dating.
Okay.
Just to get over it and be in a position.
To cleanse yourself.
Whereby I come back, exactly. I come back to earth and be like, I'm ready for this. So let me do it. So I give myself about 3 months.
Okay. And I hear you.
To get over it. If not, it will take more, but 3 months at least.
Okay. No, that's fine. Guys, let's go on to the next segment because we wanted to keep this short, yeah? Yeah. Right?
Yes.
We're going to the next segment, which I am going to call Me and My Internet Crushes. That's a new segment on the show. You will not gonna hear it all the time, but yeah, deal with it. It's a new segment. So let's jump into Me and My Internet Crushes. Onai and his internet crushes, the epic adventures of being single and being on the internet at the same time. I tell you, it is very, very fun. Now, like, this question that I've got for you comes, there's this girl that I used to crush on the internet. And because I followed her, like, I don't crush her anymore for good reason. But I saw this tweet come up and she said, in fact, those who know her will probably like, I know. But she said this. Why is it that men will give you like $300 and say, go and buy yourself some lunch? Nigga, lunch is like $5. What you on about? But I'll take it. Immediately, yeah? Immediately.
Hold on.
So immediately I was like, really, I was not a target market to begin with. I'm not a type of nigga who can give like $300 for lunch that costs $5, right? Like,
come on. I thought you were flexing the other day with the, I got money.
No. I've got enough money for a girl who's going to have $5. $5 lunch is really like, fam, listen, chicken slice. less than $5, you can get some. You know what I mean? Like, I've got enough money to say, if she says she wants lunch, I can maybe give $10. 300. Hey. 300 bucks.
I believe in you.
Listen, I love the fact that you believe in my pocket's abilities. However, yeah.
Yes.
However, I'm still not at the level where I can give $300 for $300 for $5 lunch. And I immediately knew I was not part of a target market. Now, the question I have for you, both of you, is this.
Yes.
Mark, do you ever count yourself out from the race of a girl or within a girl's life? After you see like, hi, Helene is like,
Exactly. It's been something that's been happening actually, like for the past couple of years. You know, as you get older, as you become wiser, quote unquote, in the dating world, you start to separate yourself from certain people because you can clearly see that this is not your target market and you are not the target market. I know guys have this whole statement of, all those statements, but I feel like it also helps in managing your expectations when it comes to some of these ladies. They are not in your lane, to be honest, and that's the truth. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? There's nothing wrong with that. Saga, I found it to be very useful. It has helped me to, you know, to just
stay with the brokers.
No, not broke girls. We don't do broke girls.
Why not? Save the sister.
Save the sister. Oh, man.
We don't play with broke girls anymore.
No, Nyasha, thanks for that, Mark, because, like, that's a guy's perspective, which sounds fair. Nyasha, now you, on the other hand.
Yes.
Do you ever count yourself out of a race because of the of a guy's monetary value? You'll be like, nah, I ain't ready for this type of riches. Like, I'm, or like,
I think I wouldn't know how to behave. I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like, I wouldn't know how to act. Firstly, because now I'm thinking, okay, the people that he hangs around with dress and make their faces up and always have their nails and everything just snatched 24/7. Would I be able to keep up with that? Because now I'm not the kind of person who asks for money and stuff. So I wouldn't want to then put pressure on myself to spend my own money to look like I belong in this other echelon of society. It's just, I can't. I wouldn't feel comfortable because also the jokes that they be telling me, I'll be like, oh, and they'll laugh in money. Me, I'll laugh in like, eh.
Laugh in coins and they'll laugh in
So you were saying, of which Nyasha, like, you know, Nyasha, you ain't no brokey. Like, let's start there.
I mean, I'm okay. I'm comfortable.
No, like, comfortable. You're a business lady. Like, you are fine, like, in terms of money and looks as well. Come, look at you. Like, look at that hair, right? So, come on, say thank you. Come on. Listen.
Thank you.
Listen. Come on. Don't do that. Don't be out. Don't be out.
Why do you feel like Ona is pimping you?
Thank you, Ona.
I'm actually trying to push you out there, right? If you want to be out there. But now, here's the thing. I flip back to another question. To you, Nyasha, again. How do you feel about guys who count themselves out of your pool because they think you are too high maintenance?
First of all, I think I'm one of the least high maintenance people that you'll ever find.
I'm just saying
they're putting me out there. Don't be.
I didn't know single, like, being single was that tough for you right now. She's gonna take anything. Oh, really?
You think that you're not high maintenance, but it's the way you carry yourself which then makes people perceive. It's the perception.
Nyasha, okay. don't be excellent.
Need to act like money to attract money.
Don't be acting like you didn't pull up over here in something. Like, come on now. Your hair. Okay, I'm quiet.
That was
I'm quiet.
No, that's not my money. That's
it doesn't matter.
Money.
It doesn't matter. Your hair, your hair money. Alone costs like $300. Like, fam. Exactly. Like,
I'm sorry. What?
Your hair costs $300. Where do I fit in as Mark?
Where did my hair cost $300? Please. Okay. I don't wear no Brazilians. So
conditioner is expensive, guys. Conditioner is expensive.
Okay, fine. To be fair, yes, there is a fair amount of money sitting on my thing. But I don't buy it all in one go.
Which is why we're saying don't you ever say you are not high maintenance, bruh. Don't we know how much you cost, right? I'm not saying you're high maintenance. I ain't saying you low either, my nigga. Like, I'm just saying.
All right. Okay. But let me answer your question. This is not a question about my maintenance levels.
Maintenance.
My thing is, yes. Sorry, just 2 seconds. There's a passenger entering the vehicle.
Okay.
You said people that take me because of perceptions. I think it's kind of unfair to assume that you know a person by the way that they look. When we've got Hansi, don't judge a book by its cover. So try and be China. Try to get to know the person before you make assumptions about them.
Fam, this girl just said her dudes paid $300 for lunch that costs $5. That's not judging a book by its cover. That's judging a person by the tweets that they're putting out there. And I'm like, yeah, I don't count. I don't count.
No, obviously, some places that there's no way that you are going to go approach Bokelo and be like, hey, yo, how you doing? No, you're not. So, yes, there's sometimes where it's genuine, you can't afford to be in that tax bracket because there are certain expectations that I have for this level that I think I am at. But then I also say to myself, if I can't afford it, if I can't afford it, or at least, you know, save 1.5 months for it. I shouldn't expect someone else's son to do those things above and beyond. Hey, am I making sense? I'm answering.
Who's in the car with you, by the way?
Oh, it's Pat.
Ah, what do you do, baby? Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Say hello. Hi, I'm sorry. I'm trying to see you. Think it is. Oh, hi. Oh, my God.
Hey.
Oh my gosh, it's been decades of life. How are you?
I am single. That's how I am. And my internet crashes cost too much for me.
Oh, yeah.
That's the problem.
Oh, yeah. Market at any given time, it's a chance to market yourself single and available.
Yeah, but
how are you feeling? Single and available. How are you doing? Very single and available. It's okay. It's fine.
You understand the vibes, huh? Okay. Now, while Pat's there, right? The one question I wanted to ask, a random question. Right?
Continue.
We've all been in relationships at some point in life. Which is the first time you farted in front of the person that you were with?
Never.
No. And what did you do after? What did they do after they farted? What is like the ending farting etiquette? And we've got like a minute to answer this. Nyasha, Mark, let's start with you. You look like a relationship farter.
Wow. I'm not. I've never farted. Do you realize that this platform, we are marketing ourselves as single men, and here you are, busy saying lies about things that I don't do.
No, Mark doesn't. Okay, guys, Mark doesn't fart. Okay, what happened when the girl farted in front of you? What was your reaction to it?
We just kept it going, my guy. We just kept quiet.
Was it smelly?
Like, it just didn't happen.
Huh?
Was it smelly?
You know what it was.
It was sharp. It was a young, sharp and smelly one. What joke had you cracked for her to crack her butt like that?
She couldn't keep it in.
I can't say this on air. I can't.
Maybe it wasn't jokes that you were cracking.
Yes, exactly. Yes, exactly.
I see.
Exactly.
She was like, "Sia vuma," like, yeah.
Wallace.
Yasha, we've got a minute. Yasha, listen. So you.
So what happened was, I can't think of an English version term for this. And then he squeezed too hard. And then it just happened. And the thing is, because we had such a great friendship and it was a long-term relationship, I was deep into the relationship that this happened. We just laughed. He just laughed and he never let me forget it ever again.
Anyway, guys, on that bombshell, because we've got less than a minute, if it hangs up, just join back in so we can finish and tell people like where they can find us. Pads, what about you? Right, there we go. So, Pads, what about you? When did this happen? What were the circumstances that led to the happening of the situation?
No, man, like, it never did. If it actually ever happened, I just pretended like it just didn't. We're probably, like, driving, and I just opened the window. I knew it was coming. I could feel it. And then I closed the window, okay? We don't talk about it. Because to me, it's almost like it's a sign of disrespect. I know it's it's a natural process of life. I get it. You can't stop the gasation from gassing
back. I'm sorry, I have squeezed that I just in can't. Before.
For me, like, I have a phobia. I feel like, I don't know. Even like when I'm married, I want us to have different bathrooms. I know it sounds crazy. But it's just like, it's not for me. Maybe because I just haven't been in a relationship with someone for that long and been that comfortable. But for me, it's like, I can feel it. It does.
I'll tell you that one time I was in a room alone and I was like, yo, I'm alone in this room. It was like at work. But I'm just going to let it rip because I was alone, right?
Wow.
Didn't someone just come in just afterwards? They just walked in and they're like, hi, Onai. I'm like, oh, you just swallowed something. And you know, you can see that they're in before like the waft gets to them, and then they're now within the waft, right? And you're like, and then you can see them looking at you like, bro, like, why?
What did you eat?
I don't know. But I was like, in my heart, I was like, it is what it is, my G. You shouldn't have come through. Like, I wasn't expecting nobody, right? But yeah.
Bathroom, like you couldn't go to the bathroom.
No, I was just chilling alone in the lab. I didn't think anyone was gonna come through, and it's just like someone came. I'm like,
you work with people,
yeah. But
what did you think was bearing visible?
I think it was like after workish when people are just kind of trickling out, and then someone comes through, and then they swallowed it. I'm like, you know what it feels like to be inside me.
Made of eggs or beans.
Yeah, I saw a lot of eggs in the joint that you sent me, Mark. Just saying, like, judges. Yeah, in the picture that Mark sent me, it was a very eggy collection. Very eggy. We might have, would you not? Wow. I'm tempted to put it on Instagram, like Mark's warning shots to me. I feel like putting it out on Instagram.
I think you should put the meal on. Make it a thing.
No, we are.
Let's just be judged. Be judged, Puti, who do we think is going to win?
Pat could be a great judge, though.
Based on this.
A judge of what? They are going to have a cook-off. Oh, okay, yes, absolutely. That's
a... Do you want to give us a theme like inviting Chico for the first time meal or like for the homies? Like, I think you also should come up with a theme for us so that we can find something to do.
Definitely not Netflix and chill. That one. Netflix. That would be fun.
Netflix?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
So you think that should be the theme, Netflix and chill? Mark?
Don't say chill, maybe like put chilled. Maybe put chilled as opposed to just chill.
Netflix and chilled. Okay. Mark, you good with that?
What's the opposite of chilled? Since the food will be...
Wanted.
I don't know. Netflix and heat sounds like it's more sexual than Netflix and chill. Like,
exactly. It's like, well, I mean, if you can't stand the heat in the kitchen, I mean, it's kind of apt. Listen, okay. We'll have this conversation on the right. Social platforms.
Okay. Anyway, right? Yeah, right. Nyasha, where can people find you on social media?
On the social media streets, I am Nyasha.Tembeza on Instagram, Nyasha Natasha Tembeza on Facebook, and Nyasha_Tembeza on Twitter.
And Pat, because you graced us with your presence, but no one is ever going to be graced.
Hi, everyone! I am Kundai _ Victorious everywhere. Just, yeah, look, yeah, everywhere.
And you will never get a fart out of her. She don't give no farts. Yeah. She don't give a fart about nobody.
I want to like, oh, they want to steal my fart.
Mark, where can people find you on the social media streets, my guy?
I said this is the weirdest episode ever.
I wanted it to be.
I'm on Twitter, my guy. Like I said, I'm on Twitter. Okay. You find me on Twitter.
What's your name on Twitter, bruh?
It Kynes, Mark. K-Y-N-E-S-M-R-K. People are mispronounced. Oh, it's so sad.
All right, shout out to you, Mark. Thanks for coming through. It's Onai Online on all social media platforms and Nayonai Pod on all social media platforms. And we are still there. So I'm going to post it up on Facebook as well because someone was like, oh my gosh, are you guys still doing your thing? I'm like, yeah, but why don't you post it on Facebook? I'm like, who's still on Facebook? But it's fine. We're going to be putting it out there. So shout out to you. We'll see you guys next week. You guys have been great. Love you. Bye. And now.
Capital 263.